This.
I am a peacock! You gotta let me fly!
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Let's just settle this. Peacocks don't fly.
They fly a little. They get a real running
about
start.
As much as a penguin.
The Peacocks did it again!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Shaheen Holloway, the head coach of the St. Peter's Peacocks.
You know what? I told them this. Let's go out there and have some fun. Let's go out there and make history.
Today's guests, NFL Network reporter Tom Pelissero. Plus, your phone calls, complete March Madness recap, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. We are here live in Los Angeles, California. Thrilled that you're with us here on NBC Sports on Peacock or NBC Sports Audio, Sirius XM Channel 85. This Rich Eisen Show, terrestrial radio affiliate, a coast-to-coast for you, Odyssey, if you're listening to us streaming into your ear gate on our podcast on the Cumulus Podcast Network, whenever you're darn well pleased, we say hello to you right here on this edition of the Rich Eisen Show, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show for whatever you may have missed. Over the next 3 hours, we have a whole bunch to talk about. Good to see you, Christopher Brockman. How
good
are
to see you?
You,
Rich. What's happening, man?
DJ Mikey D is in D's nuts. How are you, DJ?
Good.
DJ, MDT. And then TJ, good to see you over there. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm blessed to be here, Rich. How about you guys?
Light the candle, sir. Light the candle.
We got 3 straight hours. We have here, people.
So, there were no 50-point games in the NBA this weekend. The what's more likely turned out to be that, yes, Deshaun Watson was going to make his decision. That was the what's more likely going into the weekend.
But
right?
I posited either Falcons or Saints.
And we discussed at length about how his decision was going to affect the Saints-Falcons rivalry one way or another. Yeah. And then choice B, door number three, was the Cleveland Browns coming back in from the dead.
When we left, they were out.
Well, two days before the Thursday is when apparently the Browns were informed that they were out of the running because the word was he didn't want to play in cold weather outdoors. You play in the NFC South. He could either go home to Atlanta or you're going to the New Orleans Saints and you're playing indoors. You're playing in a dome. And at some point, Brady will retire and now you'll be the king of the NFC South roost, and that was apparently his choice. And then the Browns came in and raised their hands and say, how does $230 million all guaranteed dollars sound to you?
Where do I sign?
And suddenly Cleveland in December, looks like Southern California in name a month, name a day. It looks beautiful. It's sunny in 72. It's always sunny in Cleveland all of a sudden. $230 million guaranteed dollars. I mean, Kirk Cousins is even looking at that saying, damn.
You like that?
He's even jealous of that. Very few contracts Kirk Cousins could be jealous of. Like, wow, you're getting all of that in one contract guaranteed. I had to, stagger that through a couple of franchise tags and a couple of contracts. If there was only something to truly laugh about. I will always shoot you straight on this program. And maybe I'm naive. Take the maybe out. I'm naive. In this world where you can't be anything but skeptical and a cynic, I always thought Deshaun Watson would have to have some form of public accounting in front of a camera with either a one-on-one sit down with somebody in the media or at a press conference and account for what this has been all about in Houston. The 22 civil cases, the 22 different women saying so many awful things about a guy who had nothing but a sterling reputation prior to all of that. And I loved the kid coming in. I loved the kid anytime I spoke to him, anytime. And you couldn't help but I covered a game in London for the Texans. I got to meet him sitting there in front of at the end of the desk with the whole broadcast team. And when he leaves, it's like that's a dream come true. Kid couldn't have been nicer, more down to earth, self-effacing, humble, and stupendous on the field. That was the game after he took a finger in the eye. And one-eyed shut beat the Raiders with a touchdown pass. Yep. Remember that?
Yep.
We were talking about that with him. His eye was still kind of bruised a little bit from the finger in the eye. And so you could have just bowled me over that he had 22 women saying all of these things about him. And he could be sitting here and his team could be sitting here seeing this right now, listening to this right now, watching it later and saying it's all untrue. The question is how do I know? How do I know? And how do the Browns know? They said they did all of their due diligence. They did all of their due diligence. Jimmy Haslam, the owner of the, oh, is the foot that went in his eye. Is that all of these things that happened, that Jimmy Haslam and his wife put out a statement and saying that they have looked him in the eye and they met him and they feel comfortable with him. Humble, sincere, and candid is what they called him. And they admitted that our team's comprehensive evaluation process was of utmost importance due to the sensitive nature of his situation and that there are still some legal proceedings ongoing and that they're acutely aware and empathetic to the highly personal sentiments expressed about this decision by Browns fans. I thought he would have to at least clear all that, not just his legal problems, not just his criminal charges, that again, there was no bill that came in, and that doesn't mean he's innocent either. Again, I just thought he would have to do it, and the Browns have not asked him to do it. He is not out there. We just have to take the Browns' word for it. And at some point, he's going to have to get out there, and there's just one question I have, this one question I have for Deshaun Watson that I'm eager to hear the answer to. If he comes on the show, I would ask it to him. And instead, in lieu of that, because I won't be at whatever press conference he's introduced to the Cleveland media at, whenever that happens, I hope somebody asks him that. Why do you need to have 22 different masseuses? That's it. Couldn't find one that you liked? Couldn't find one that... That's it. Because the answer to that question informs so much. That's all I want to know. It's Women's History Month right now. The NFL. Just laying it all out there. Because so many of us are just looking at this from the football point of view. And we will. And we will for a long time. Because Deshaun Watson's going to be a quarterback in Cleveland. And it is going to be intense to see how this all plays out. And once he is either suspended or not, and the fallout lands, and we will come on the show and I will talk about it. What goes on with the Cleveland Browns and how it all works out and what's happening in the AFC North. But for the moment, there's just... I'm not ready to turn that page yet. I just need to hear from him. I need to see from him. And just give me that answer. Why? Because it's bizarre. And I don't know anybody else who has that. Maybe I haven't been around enough. and the Browns better be right. They better be right. And I hope for Deshaun's sake, and I hope for the sake of everyone else in Cleveland that is put in there, that he is truly the guy who we always thought he was. Because that's a lot of draft capital to be spending on one single player and paying him $230 million guaranteed dollars. As for the football and the draft capital aspect of it, now that I've addressed everything else, that's a lot. And it's kind of fascinating to me that the Browns get Deshaun Watson and their draft picks to Houston to get him, because they handed their draft pick to Houston for Houston to draft Deshaun Watson in 2017. And it happened that night. They chose Myles Garrett first overall. That was back in the day when we all thought Deshaun Watson might not be worthy of the first overall selection. Had the Cleveland Browns selected Deshaun Watson first overall, there'd probably be people saying that could be a reach. Or I wouldn't have batted an eyelash that night in Philadelphia, except for the fact that we heard it was always going to be Myles Garrett. And instead, the eyelash was batted the next pick because the Bears traded up to go get Mitchell Trubisky, who's now, fascinatingly, in the same division as Deshaun Watson. Pittsburgh. So we're going to see Watson versus Trubisky twice a year, and Watson versus Lamar twice a year, and Watson versus Burrow twice a year. And in terms of the football aspect of it, again, the Browns had to do it. If they had a chance to do it, you go get them. And again, I'm removing everything else. And it's so difficult for everyone to remove the everything else. I just talked about that. But what we have seen this non-playing season in the NFL being all about is getting that quarterback, because if you don't have him and you think you kind of have him, you're not in the same position as everyone else who's trying to win it. I know that's like, Rich, boy, way to go out on a limb. You're saying that it's a quarterback-driven league. Yeah, I know. But it's also one of those leagues now where everybody is seeing, you want to win now, you got to go get the guy. You know, I don't think people are into the whole idea of drafting and hoping. If you can just go ahead and get somebody else's guy right now. F all them picks. Left Snead has just shown you all that, too. That's it. Browns think they got a team that can win it right now with Deshaun Watson this year and next. Go get him. Because the Bengals have their guy. Go get him because the Ravens have their guy. And go get him because the Steelers may not. Steelers may not. And then in this league, like, what if Zach Wilson doesn't prove right now for the Jets? What happens if, you know, Justin Fields doesn't prove for the Bears? What happens if Trey Lance shows up and is a bit of a clunker, even in his first year? Pressure is going to mount because you're seeing guys like Burrow hit it. You're seeing guys like Justin Herbert hit it. And you're seeing guys like Kyler Murray. I love still having this piece of stationery here after 3 years saying, I want paid. I want to get paid. One of my Browns friends texted me, you know, when I'm like, hey, man, Deshaun, I love the kid. I love him. I just don't know what these 22 civil cases say. And Browns fans like, hey, you'd have taken him on the Jets. And I'm like, well, Jets already jettisoned their 2018 first round draft choice for a new guy. Looks like you're doing that now, too. I'm just hoping the Jets jettison their guy for the right guy they drafted. You're at least getting your guy for a premium that you know what you're going to get on the field. That's the difference. It's so complicated and it is so nuanced. Football aspect of this, done. Done. You're getting a young guy who you are now saying, we believe in you. We believe in you. You know? And $230 million guaranteed dollars. Not worried about the weather. I guess he's not worried about the front office. Remember, he told the Texans he wants to be in charge of the front office, or at least have a say in who you're going to be hiring in the front office. I shouldn't say in charge. It's just complicated. But football-wise, I mean, the ultimate no-brainer. And the Browns have 5 years to figure it out. Cap dollars this year, much friendlier. You heard last week, you know, Ian Rappaport say and Albert Breer say that they're going to try and get some of that money out of the first year in case he is suspended by the NFL. It's over $50 million cap hit next 4 years for him.
That's one thing I want to ask you, Rich. He's definitely not playing a full season next year, right?
I mean, can't. In your opinion. I can't imagine.
which is why he restructured his contract.
Well, so he's expecting it.
His salary next year is $1 million.
Yeah, $1 million.
He's expecting it. And anybody's like, well, he wasn't criminally charged. Well, tell that to Ben Roethlisberger and Zeke Elliott, who have been suspended, even though they did not get criminally charged with anything that they were suspended for. So it's a very complicated situation, obviously. Football-wise, way to go. But it's not just a football-wise decision. And again, when they put Deshaun Watson out there, I just want the answer to that one question. Why 22? And then you could ask the Browns, how are you so confident to give somebody $10 million per lawsuit that was filed against him? And I know this may not age well, certainly with the Deshaun Watson camp. Love your kid. Love him. I just don't know where this is coming from. And I need to know the answers to those questions. That's it. And I'm assuming they're coming. I saw Florio say that the Browns are going to have a press conference. So now where does Baker Mayfield go? Is Matt Ryan potentially on the move anyway out of Atlanta? What's Atlanta's plan B? What's the Saints' plan B? The Colts are sitting around saying, what? What's Seattle going to do? They're just going to go with Drew Lock? Are they going to get in on Baker Mayfield? Because Baker Mayfield is a one-year guy at $18 million per. That's pretty darn cheap. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. The NCAA tournament is off the hook. And we'll talk about that. John Rothstein of CBS will join us in hour number three. Tom Pelissero, top of hour number two. You at 844-204-RICH, number to dial. I know it's so there's so much going on in the world of March Madness and joy, and I don't mean to be a downer about this, but what else can I say about Deshaun Watson?
Now, it's a really tough situation. I know a lot of people out there. I know a lot of Browns fans who are openly looking for a new team right now because of this situation. And that's unfortunate. But from a football standpoint, like you said, Rich, there was really no other move. But unfortunately, it's not just a football issue when it comes to Deshaun Watson. So I don't really know what else to say either. It's tough.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. When we come back, we'll hit a little bit of March Madness and then Baker Mayfield and where he should go and what I think should happen. And 844-204-RICH. Number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. Callaway Odyssey putter. I got to tell you, on Friday when I got out.
Was the Odyssey working for you?
The only thing that worked for me.
I mean, if you're only going to have one aspect of your game working, though, Rich.
Yes.
Putting you, want the putter to be hot.
It was kind of like the phrase, well, try hot, right? The phrase, a little bit of twist on the great Lombardi. Putting wasn't, well, my golf game wasn't anything. Putting was the only thing. Odyssey's got the number one putter on every tour from 2021, folks. Number one in worldwide wins. Last 37 majors across the PGA, LPGA, and Champions Tours. Not only did more pros play an Odyssey putter in those majors, but more pros won major championships in 2021 with an Odyssey. That Tri-Hot 5K, it is new. The legendary white-hot insert is amazing. It's a classic blade with the forgiveness of the mallet, which doesn't make sense, but it is an example of why the best players in the world rely on Odyssey putters when it matters most. See what makes Odyssey the number one putter on tour at odysseygolf.com. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Hey, folks, it's time for the NFL draft, which means for me, I need a good night's sleep because if I don't have one, I'm just not myself. You know the deal. You know exactly how important it is to have quality sleep. It's a game changer for all of us. So Sleep Number helps me. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's setting is 70. We both get a great night's sleep because we could adjust the firmness of our mattress on each side. Improve your quality sleep because Sleep Number learns how you sleep thanks to their smart beds and provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, terrestrial radio outfit, along with Peacock and NBC Sports Audio Sirius XM Channel 85. I'm told whatever issues we had with Peacock has been resolved. Is that what I'm being told? So we say hello to our Peacock audience for the first time today. Hey, everybody.
What's happening?
I expressed skepticism over the signing of Deshaun Watson while also saying football-wise, it's clearly A-OK. And once everything lands, we'll be talking about the Cleveland Browns either going all in for a quarterback that disappoints them as much as every other quarterback that has been there in front of them, or not. The Baker Mayfield run in Cleveland is about to come to an end. It's already over. I mean, the guy broke up with the Browns before the Browns went all the way back in with Deshaun Watson. And I'm just wondering, the way this all went down is, you know, they were going to meet with Watson, or they met with him, and Baker Mayfield sends out the Cleveland letter.
Right.
To all of Cleveland, breaking up with the Browns and thanking the fans before the Browns officially break up with him. Watson then tells the Browns that they're out, and then apparently reached out to Mayfield to try and mend a fence. Mayfield told them to pound sand. He wanted a trade.
Pound sand is such a great phrase.
And then I'm just wondering, I'm wondering if that caused the Browns to say, well, one way out of this, there was like a 24-hour period in which they did not, they said they were not going to trade Baker Mayfield. They were not going to grant his request. And it looked like, okay, Baker's going to go through this whole holdout situation, and the Browns are going to have to try and put the toothpaste back in the Baker Mayfield tube here. And it was, and knowing him, he's done. He's out. He's already gone mentally. And I'm just wondering if that caused the Browns to say, okay, one way out of this is let's just go get Watson anyway. And maybe they found out the one way to get it done was guarantee him all this money. And the Haslams looked themselves in the eye or in the mirror and just said, okay, we'll do it. Because I'll tell you what, having met Deshaun Watson in person and spoken with him in person, he is all that. You think he was or still is. Who the hell knows? Good Lord, in this world. But having met him and him saying this is not true or whatever he said to the Haslams, I kind of would be all in too. You know, if you just were all about the football. And just say, this will all work out, or we'll trust it, and figure out a plan to talk to the fan base. And then come up with an answer that Watson can give you. And so Mayfield, where does he go now? Apparently he wants to go to Indianapolis, and I would say that's the ticket.
Yeah.
Go there.
I think so.
Go there. Frank Reich is the quarterback whisperer, right? Jonathan Taylor is incredible. Go there. People will be wearing your uniform number everywhere.
Is that what the Colts
want? That's what the Colts fans do.
I was saying, though, if you're the Colts, though, do you want Baker or Matt Ryan or Jimmy G? Like, who do you
I would if...
If you had those three.
Well, again, how expensive are they?
Mariota.
I mean, in terms of acquiring them. Well, obviously, Mariota's a free agent.
Free agent. You could just sign him.
But I don't. Matt Ryan might be the best move to make for 2 years. He's got 2 years left on his contract. I don't know how much you'd be able to take on. I don't know how much you have. I don't know the whole cap thing. I'm just talking about winning now. Matt Ryan may be your best choice. But if I'm Indianapolis, I also saw Phillip Rivers at the in his last year, and I don't know if I want to do that anymore. But you also know you're getting a true leader and a true professional, if that is any of your concern and your homework about Baker Mayfield.
So remember, Indy doesn't have a first-round pick this year.
That's
that,
correct.
That goes to Philadelphia.
I don't think any of these guys would cost
understand.
Them one.
I was just pointing it out. Their first pick is 42nd overall. So I would assume that that is involved in any type of trade, whether it's for Jimmy, Matt, or Baker.
Why?
Why? You don't think either of those quarterbacks are worth at least a second-round pick?
In the market right now, you know the Browns have got to get rid of Baker Mayfield. And you know that the Niners have no intention of keeping Jimmy Garoppolo. And if you're telling me I got to take on Matt Ryan's salary, you want a two for that? No.
Okay, no. Their next pick is 73rd overall, third rounder.
If you're the Colts, do you spend a third round pick on Matt Ryan? Boy, that you gotta sit there and think that's a big sliding door. Do you take the aging, with all due respect, veteran who you know is going to come in and I think have a significant buy-in from your teammates in your locker room, whereas other veterans might come in and say, "All right, I got to see this from Baker. We're excited to have you. Good to have you here.
Right.
Let's see what you're going to like." The leadership aspect of it that you heard Albert Breer say is what didn't go right in Cleveland is a bunch of the players were not buying being led by Baker.
Matt Ryan commands immediate respect. You're right. They have 2 third-round picks, the Colts. They have 73 overall and 82 overall.
Okay.
So maybe that 82nd pick you could flip for one of those.
I'm sure the other teams will take the 73rd or want it. I'm just, like I'm telling you, do you go with Mayfield and hope for the best for 1 year? Or do you take Matt Ryan and think you can win with him right now? I think Matt Ryan is the more sure bet if you're Indianapolis. If you're Baker Mayfield, that's where you want to go. Oh, boy, do you want to go there. And then what would Atlanta do? What would Atlanta do? Would they have Cordell Patterson throw it? Two?
They still have Josh Rosen, right? They draft one of those guys at number 9?
If I'm Indianapolis, I'd choose Ryan. If I'm Mayfield, I choose Indianapolis. If I'm Ryan, I stay put.
Stay put.
You know the area, you know, but if you want to win,
that's right. I mean,
maybe you choose Indianapolis.
Yeah, Colts.
Too.
I think have a better shot to win
kids
than
in
Atlanta.
Schools, man, you'll see. And also, I mentioned this last week, and it is, in fact, still evergreen, despite the fact that Watson chose Cleveland and not Atlanta. Second straight year, Matt Ryan had to sit there and figure how he gets to just put whatever personal problems he might have with the Falcons aside, no matter how upfront they might be. Last year, it's like, we may choose your successor 4th overall, Matt.
Yeah.
This year, it's like, we're going to go for Deshaun Watson, Matt. We're going to send Arthur Blank. We're going to send Terry Fontenot. We're going to send Arthur Smith. We're going to put our plan together, and we're going to go try and get Deshaun Watson to come home. And they don't. And now it's back to, hey, Matt, you the man.
We love you.
And he doesn't send out Atlanta letters or missives. He's not doing any. And when he came on last year after it all happened, he was kind of like, yeah, that wasn't cool. That wasn't great. But part of the business. So isn't it amazing how Indianapolis is now the focus of it all? Because we're assuming that team that looked so damn good last year. We're assuming that team that looked so damn good last year can do it again with the right quarterback. And why not? Look at the world champion Los Angeles Rams. They had it. Just add quarterback. win a championship.
Mix it right up, sprinkle.
Boogie. That could be it. Bring in Matt Ryan and win it. I would. It's a better win now bet with Matt Ryan than Baker Mayfield. Baker's already apparently said he wants to go to Indianapolis, which I would too. Better than Seattle, because you're assuming that they've got their better chance to win right now, and I don't know if Frank Reich's really going anywhere. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. NCAA tournament, as you know, St. Peter's destroyed my bracket in round number one because I had Kentucky winning it all. It sure looks like right now, if I had to circle a team to win it right now.
It's tough.
If
right?
I had to circle a team to win it right now, it is tough. It is that wide open.
It's wide open because Gonzaga was taken to the brink. Arizona needed a three in overtime to win last night against TCU. Duke was pushed to the brink by Michigan State.
I would take, if I had to choose, but you choose battle tested. If I could take a mulligan right now, and I'm sorry to do this to your team because I took Kentucky to win it.
Uh-oh.
I would choose Arizona. Mm. That kid Ben Mathurin, the Pac-12 player of the year. He's special. Timmy's special too for Gonzaga.
That dude, man. What a game he had.
You know, Arizona is in, got its hands full with Houston, which just spanked Illinois out of the tournament. And Kelvin Sampson, did you see him taking his shirt off in the locker room having a good time?
That's amazing.
And then holy shades of a final game from a few years ago. The big ragu, thankfully, is not out there. But
yeah,
Connor Gillespie is Villanova against Michigan. And, you know, there's just a couple of things I want to say about this. You know, Jay Wright can coach, man. He can coach. And he just corners the market on outstanding, smart basketball players who play well together. He's really good.
Really
and it's
good.
A damn shame, though. If any coach out there that I'm so upset that suits aren't around anymore, he's one. It looks like the way he used to dress, you know, like as I mentioned last week, dressed like Johnny Dangerously. Oh. Now it looks like his luggage is lost at the airport, and this is the only thing he's got to wear. And Villanova can win this thing too.
Yeah, they can. Definitely can.
That kid Gillespie is really good. He looks like how many? Like he looks like the second coming of DiVincenzo. How many guys do they have that looks like Tony Danza's cousin who can play basketball?
You text that to us this weekend. That was hilarious.
And so
it's wide open. And why can't Miami? Why can't Michigan? Why can't one of these lower seed teams go on a run?
How about St. Peter's? Well, Shaheen Holloway came on the show on Friday. It was awesome to chat with him. We went back in, you know, the memory lane with him. I think you're looking at
The next Seton Hall coach,
because Willard just left for Maryland. It's official.
Yeah.
Because you got this guy who's dominating from Jersey City
He's
lighting up Jersey City right now. People are taking the ferry over to Manhattan. They can't get enough of it right now. Talking about it, I'm sure. Going back and forth. And they bounced Murray State. And now up next is Purdue. North Carolina takes UCLA in the other bracket. UCLA is still rocking and rolling. They are battle-tested from last year, and they got some tough players. And how about North Carolina and Hubert Davis doing their thing? And then, but Shaheen Holloway, he was asked, this is amazing. He was asked after the game about his players potentially being, you know, pushed around. We're feeling pressure, you know, to follow up that win against Kentucky, taking on Murray State. And this is what he had to say.
No, I'm going to say this. It's going to come off a little crazy. I got guys from New Jersey and New York City. You think we scared of anything? You think we worried about guys trying to muscle us and tough us out? We do that.
That's amazing.
We do that. Look out, Purdue.
That's your man right there.
We're
Mike.
Brooklyn. At.
Look out, man. Purdue.
Purdue look good, though.
15 seed making the Sweet 16. Second year in a row, right? Oral Roberts did it last year. Just the third time it's happened. And then at the top of the bracket, if you will, Gonzaga getting all of that from Penny Hardaway. By the way, how about former players doing their thing right now, right? Mm-hmm. How many former players are you know, with all due respect, if I'm missing any, you got Purdue's coach, you got Memphis, and obviously St. Peter's, my alma mater. Hey, Memphis, Penny Hardaway's team gave Gonzaga all it could handle, and then Arkansas gets by New Mexico State. That's an interesting 1-4 matchup. And it's chalk in the West as Duke and Texas Tech face one another. Izzo versus Krzyzewski one last time. I thought Michigan State was up 5 with a few minutes to go. They had them, you know, Duke
also,
is just so damn good.
Also, too, for as good as the SEC was this year, Arkansas, they're the only ones left.
Well, I mean, Big Ten had 9 teams, and there's just 2 left, which is Purdue and my alma mater. Now let me take a moment for myself.
Do it, man.
Let me take a moment for myself.
Tennessee.
Let me take a moment for myself, as my friend Kilby, Lord Kilby might say, a moment for us. This is going to be great. This is great. I'm just going to say it. Because you guys love it when I live my best life like this, okay? So, as we sit here right now, Michigan in the Sweet 16 for a 5th straight
year. Nice.
Gonzaga, 7 in a row. How about that? Michigan Wolverines in the Sweet 16, winning back-to-back games for the first time in a month. Ooh. Hadn't happened. And part of that is, as you know, you may have missed, our coach sat out the last 5 games of the year.
Right.
And
right.
So it's amazing how things turn. Juwan Howard going through the handshake line, consoling. Empathy, sympathy, consoling a sobbing opponent. Juwan Howard hugging it out with a member of the opposition on a handshake line. And Wisconsin's out! What a world we live in. Wisconsin doing its usual paint-drying offense.
Oh, awful.
Its usual drill of unable to find points. Juwan's hugging it out with the opponent, and Wisconsin's out. And then, yeah, Villanova's going to be tough. Could be the end of the road. Michigan's got all that house money sitting in front of it right now. But you know what? We're going to do our best against Villanova to try and avenge the loss suffered by the Ohio State, which had a shot to make it a Michigan-Ohio State Sweet 16 battle. Just couldn't make it happen. What a shame. Such a shame for a basketball school to lose out like that. So Michigan lasts longer in the football and basketball seasons, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Just let's try to figure that one out.
There will never be peace.
No. Just trying to see if these are facts or not. I think I'm being factual, right? One team's sitting at home. The other one's getting ready to go to San Antonio try and avenge a loss from, yes, the team that more recently went to the final of the NCAA tournament, right?
No lies detected.
Okay. Yeah. And which is great for a football school, right? Since that's what we supposed to be, used to be, and maybe we're just now an outstanding institution of higher learning that leads in that department that's got 2 pretty damn good programs just on that side of things, the men's side. Women's crushing it too. So just throwing it all out there. Purdue's still in it, which is great. They take on St. Peter's.
Peter's.
But I'm just front loading, just in case. Just in case this house money starts piling up. I'm just saying, it might not
Might not. Just in case, when was the last time a team, just right now, just in general, when was the last time a team made the Final Four in football and the Sweet 16 basketball? Just throwing it out there. Maybe Felix, maybe we could, I could text or DM my buddy, the Bear. He might know this. Sweet 16 in basketball, college football, playoffs.
I'll tweet the Bear right
basically,
now.
Just look up to see if Alabama did it. Did Alabama get into the Sweet 16 one year? It's possible. Right? I don't know if Clemson did. I don't know if the Ohio State did. It's possible. It's possible. Because, you know, they've been to more college football playoffs than Michigan, as we know. But just this moment for us, for me, and us, it's just phenomenal.
Woo! This guy.
This guy! Two thumbs pointing right at him. Oh, baby. Don't worry, Ohio State. We'll try and do it for you. We got it. Best we can. And Juwan Howard, I am all for it, man. You go, Juwan. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Chris Webber flying in with Ray Jackson. The Fab Five, baby. Way to go. House money on the table. We'll take a break. And hopefully everybody in the state of Wisconsin and Ohio stays tuned. I love you all, but that was just a moment for us.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood. So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Back here on our terrestrial radio outfit, looking at our brackets. Is there anybody, this is usually the time of year where we take a look. Is there any stories that somebody's got a perfect bracket
no,
on ESPN?
I haven't
that's
seen
history.
Any
it's
got to
be history. Yeah, St. Peter's got to take care of all that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That was my that's one of my favorite sound bites that we've had on this program in a long time. Was when Shaheen Holloway, head coach of St. Peter's, was on last week, and I said to him, you busted my bracket, you know? And his answer was, I told everybody this year, don't bet on us. And I thought to myself, did he say don't bet on us? Or I thought he was going to go, I told everyone, don't bet against us. No, he said, told everybody this year, don't bet on us. Because I have no idea which team's going to show up every night. And that team's in the Sweet 16, taking on Purdue. Looks so like, anybody, I bet you there are people out there going, well, look, Baylor's out, right? And Kentucky's out. And then, so Purdue and UCLA at 3-4 have got a wide open path, right? Because Purdue's taking on St. Peter's and UCLA's taking on UNC. But look out. What if it's a UNC-Duke national semifinal?
Ooh, let's go.
What if that happens? What if they could retire Coach K after retiring him on his floor? That's possible, gents.
Then Coach K is not retiring.
Then he comes back? Like Brady?
Absolutely. 100%.
He tells Jim Gray, never say never, six days later.
Hey, John Shire, I know you were going to coach next year, but I can't go out like this.
Like Cypress Hill said, we ain't going out like that.
Yeah, we ain't going out like that.
We ain't going out.
Also, Alabama did it last year, Rich.
Come on!
They made the Sweet 16 last year.
Did you get that from the Bear?
No, a couple of people have tweeted it, and then I just looked it up and confirmed it.
How many yachts can they water ski behind down there in Tuscaloosa?
Yeah.
What the hell? Really?
Yeah.
Damn it! I'm feeling my oats!
I know.
And it's Saban!
Yeah.
Saban. Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm wondering, hey, when's the last time a team made the Sweet 16 in college basketball in the Final Four, so the national semifinal?
Literally last year.
In college football playoffs. It was literally last year, and it was Alabama. Come on.
Yeah.
Roll Tide.
All right.
Roll Tide.
So when's the last time it was Elite Eight?
Now, there we go. Now that's a little trickier.
Now it's getting rarefied air.
Yeah. So you want to retweet the Bear and clarify? What about Elite Eight?
I'll let him answer. Let's have a back and forth with the Bear. Right. One of my favorites from back in the day at ESPN. By the way, this just in, he looks exactly the same. He has not aged a day.
Really? Good for him.
A day.
Good for him now. Probably back then looking like he does now.
And kudos to whoever was there. I don't know who it is. I need to find out. Whoever said, let's put him on the air.
That's only been the last few years.
Well, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. Because he, by the way he is on the air is the way he was in the newsroom. I believe you'd walk into the research.
Just like a bear, a little bear to China shop.
He's great. Felix. All right, Felix, answer us, please. All due respect. Looking at my brackets. Okay. Texas Tech and Duke. Anybody could win right now, right? Anybody could take anybody out.
16. I would say probably of the 16, probably 12 have a legit chance to win. With all due respect.
To what? St. Peter's and Iowa State, Providence. You have to throw in my Wolverines. They're just a mere 11 seed, right? Just won back-to-back games for the first time since the middle of February. We have no shot, right? Come on.
Unlikely, but you never know.
I honestly want that narrative. We have no shot. We're like the little Cinderella against Villanova, big bad Villanova.
Except you're Michigan.
They cut down the nets against us with the big ragu.
Except you're Michigan, so no one's ever going to look at you that way.
I know that. It's a damn shame.
Right. They're not, yeah.
Isn't it a damn shame? Like, come on. That means you put there's in nothing. Enough work just, that you never
amazing.
Have to worry.
He barely made amazing. The tournament.
This is amazing.
He barely
this is
made it.
Amazing. This is truly remarkable. Oh, yeah. Settling family business. Tom Pelissero joining us top of the next hour on the latest on Mayfield and Watson and Moore. Still here. We're still here, Mike. You're not paying attention.
I am.
You're not paying attention.
I got excited. I looked up at the clock.
What are you looking at?
55.
Like which?
Yeah, hot, I'm actually not
which,
looking anything.
Which hot member of our media, TV media world is on television right now?
Look, Mike started to feel himself a little after the stone cold glass shattered last week, and you know he's going to coast on those worlds.
I looked up at the 55.
Confirmed,
and I was like,
he's not looking at anything.
I got excited.
Brockman, he's going to coast on his Stone Cold laurels from last week for a week.
That's true. You know, the TV we have on, ESPN's in a commercial. He wasn't looking at anybody.
Okay, so he's got no excuses.
I got nothing on.
I mean, I was ready to launch you under the bus, Mike.
How was your birthday, Mike? How was your birthday?
Good.
What'd you end up doing?
He did his music show, which we know.
Yeah, we were watching. I was watching.
I out this week. I had a lot of work. Yeah, a quiet weekend.
You worked on Saturday?
No, I worked at the house.
Oh, okay.
In your house. Yeah, I didn't. I didn't.
Well, spring cleaning.
I didn't go out at all.
Where is your Seton Hall tapes?
Rich,
come on,
where
are they?
Box in storage. That I'm not going to. I'm not even going to begin to go into that world yet.
So is that because you've got your Heisenberg like stacks of money in that storage as well? Is that why?
Is that where the safe is?
Huel is just napping.
That's where you keep all your money.
I do have to find some VHS tapes that are in there because I have some stuff that's I need to transfer, like old shows.
Like the tapes I gave you 3 months ago that you said you'd do, and they're still sitting back there?
I know. That company is not letting people in yet.
Defunct.
No, they exist.
What do you mean it's not letting people in?
You've got to like mail the stuff in, and I'm not mailing tapes in.
You got to mail it.
To a place. I want to drop it off and know that I physically have handed it.
Okay, understood.
When they open up, we'll transfer.
Okay.
You have like two things that I like, U-Matic, which everybody 3/4-inch tape.
I know those are my resume tapes from
back then
from Northwestern School of Journalism that got me my first job in television, and then the Redding, California tape that got me my job at ESPN. Yeah, those are valuable tapes. You can't just drop them in the mail. I appreciate
you. Exactly, Rich. What do you think? But
you can update me, right?
I'm sorry. I actually call them. Hopefully, they're in the next. Okay. They're open soon.
You called.
You can't just drop those in the mail.
No, I'm not sending that in the mail.
No, you're not going to do that. If there was only some service that would track what you send.
Oh, that's a good point. I think someone should have meant
that. Now I'm shutting the mics off.